And we're back here on Out of the Woods. As I promised, we're going to dig into some holidays this week. This is the closest we're going to get to the big one, the big, you know, mass consumer holiday. But we're going to celebrate some other ones too. There's one that comes before that big one, right? It's called Hanukkah. So we're going to play a song for that right now from Emily Kern. This song appeared on Christine Lavin's Just One Angel Volume 2.0 a year or two ago, and it's called Light the Lamp, a song for Hanukkah on Out of the Woods.
I light the candles for my great-grandma. She lived in Strasbourg before the war. We share a name, we share a family. She died a year before I was born. I don't have ties to the Hebrew blessings. I don't feel God in the candle's flame. But I see family in each old tradition, and so I honor them and do the same. It's how I know where I belong. It's how I feel their blood and mine, and so I lie. Watch it burn and remember her and remember her. When I was young, I learned to read the Torah. I spun the dreidel and I sang the prayers, but I don't know if I felt the meaning. I don't know if my heart was there. Now I understand the old traditions. It's less for us and it's more for them. So at Hanukkah, my heart aches softly as I light my mom's menorah again. It's how I know where I belong. It's how I feel their blood and mine. And so I light it burn and remember her and remember her. It's how I in mine, and so I light the lamp and watch it burn and remember her and remember her.
Family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never went around the neighborhood singing carols with a choir. Never went to midnight mass or sat on cold hired pews. My family, we had different views. Well, it never had to be good Just for goodness sake, and on Christmas Eve I did not try to keep myself awake, listening for sleigh bells and looking for a mouse. Santa always skipped over our house. Well, Jimmy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Billy in a retrocede with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, I never hung up trimmings, 'cause I never had a tree. I would not know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee. Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, if Jesus was a Jew, well, wouldn't that make Santa be one, too? He used to hate when it was cold enough Christmas to be white. Never hung a wreath of holly, never strung the yard with lights. Those other houses looked so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. No, we lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Lanny got a bright red pair of kangaroo shoes. Kathy got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's dingo got some brand new rawhide chews. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we ate chicken, sometimes we ate lamb, sometimes we ate turkey, but we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog or those wine and cider brews. We drank Moog and David, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Tommy from across the street, he got his front tooth. Joshua got a horn so he could learn to play the blues. Horns, boy. I already had some.
Back in 1954, down in Chicago by the South Shore, baby girl is born that Christmas morn. Ooh, here comes drama. Of those Christmas babies that arrive, she's one of the lucky in the first five, wins free diapers, whole year's supply. Ooh, got a happy mama. The hospital nurses were more than delighted to help with the names. They get all excited. Name her Mary, Carol. How about Christine? There's always Judy or Josephine, you know. Use the letter J in honor of the baby Jesus. But the parents were having none of that, so they gently replied to avoid a spat. Thank you for those names, we're not Christmas people, so if it's all the same, we thought we'd go with something Jewish, something Hebraic. We'll call her Esther Shandel. That's quite a handle for a brand new baby. A trend was starting in the 1950s. Names were getting Americanized, downsized, de-ethnicized, a futile attempt to depolarize. And so the family decides to be translating, truncating, ultimately assimilating. So the beautiful and biblical name of Esther Shandel gets homogenized on down. They call her Sally. That would be me. Now, being born on Christmas really sucks. I got a lot to say. You can trust my litany will be very long. For years, I've tried to write this song. I'm a cranky old broad with no decorum. I'm stealing licks from a talk and blues forum. It's my turn to have my say, 'cause I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. I remember back when I turned five, no birthday party would ever jive. No little friends could come around, 'cause the Jewish ones had all left town. They went to Florida, Christmas break at Bubby's house. And the Gentile ones? Well, come on, it's Christmas! Back then, gas stations and movie theaters were closed. There was nothing open. Goodness knows, just a rickety Chinese restaurant. Happy birthday, Sally. Have whatever you want. What do I know? I'm five. They give me rice and a fortune cookie. On our way back home from eating Chinese, we'd drive up and down the icy streets, peeking into windows, see Christmas trees. We'd have us a contest, which side of the street had the best Christmas lights, sparkly houses lit up bright. But I'm a little girl, I start to cry. I don't understand why the baby Jesus is out in the cold in the front yard manger covered in snow. Why didn't they bring him in where it was nice and warm near the fireplace where the stockings were hung? Let him open presents with the girls and the boys. Give him Christmas cookies. Let him play with toys. I'd give him my fortune cookie. My fortune said, learn many languages. Go far. I wanted to learn to speak Catholic and go to Christmas. I'm a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day. I turned 10 in 1964. I was miserable down to my core. Radio and TV were a horrid bore. Remember, before cable? Radio blasting choirs from the Vatican, TV humming with off-the-air patterns, Christmas people rushing everywhere. For us, alienation and despair. There was nothing to do but sit and wait and wait. As the world came to a screeching halt, midday on December 24th, folks said, don't worry, kids, it's over soon. Felt like we were lost, marooned. Thankful our cousins from Skokie would visit. Aunt Lil was planning on bringing a brisket. She called to say they were out of gas. Stations were closed, they'd have to pass. Oh, happy birthday, Sally. My mom starts to bake a cake. We're out of eggs. Oy. Well, really, I could go on and on. No doubt this is one depressing song. Truth is, no one forgets my birthday because they know it's a drag. And they all call to say, hey, what a drag. And I say, yeah, thanks. And then I ask them what they got for Hanukkah. Because now, this year, it's also Hanukkah. I get birthday calls on Christmas Eve. So now I call it Birthday Eve. Just a chosen few get Birthday Eve. Who? I'll tell you. Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Buffett, Annie Lennox, and Sissy Spacek. I wonder if they all get birthday presents wrapped in Christmas paper. Look, it's Charlie Brown with Lucy and Linus, dressed as the three wise men, standing over Snoopy as, shh, the baby Jesus. In spite of myself, I've grown up trying not to be a bitter adult, but the biggest mishigas of all is when I'm out shopping at the mall. I've had a lovely time perusing. My credit card is perched for using. The cashier asks for my ID. I hand it over. He takes a peek and then I hold my breath as I wait to see if he notices. Yep, he notices. Stand back. Here it comes every time. Oh, you're a Christmas baby. Right then and there, I have to make a choice to just say thanks or raise my voice and let loose with my talking blues. But hopefully I'm smart enough to choose to just let it go. Turn the other ear, because that's what the shh baby Jesus would do. He too was a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day.
It hardly ever snows here, it usually just rains. But shoppers keep on shopping, though they call each other names. I'm driving on the beltway, I'm headed for the exit lane. But this holiday traffic jam is gonna drive me insane. It's on to the shopping mall, I got my Christmas list. A wallet full of credit cards, gonna rack up more debt. First stop is the Starbucks, there's that new drink to try. Taste of peppermint and chocolate, it only costs $6.95.
695.
It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew. Celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food. All the stores are crowded, holiday cheer is in the air. I wave hi to Santa and spill my drink everywhere. Now I'm wet and grumpy, a child is screaming in my ear. As the choir sings, Grandma got run over by reindeer. It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew. Celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food. All of these sights and sounds.
All of these sights and sounds.
Follow me all around. It gets a little hard to think. The holidays are driving me to drink. When I was a little boy, for a Christmas tree I would push. 'Cause no matter what they tell you, there's no such thing as a Hanukkah bush. And one more last thing before this song is through. Happy holidays to all the Gentiles and the Jews. It's Christmas time in Maryland for this Montgomery County Jew. Celebrating Jewish Christmas with a movie and Chinese food. It's Christmas time everywhere for all of the Jews. There's a line at the movies and they're running out of Chinese food.
Thank you.
It's Sweeney and Yang Wei there for ya, and their version of O Come Emmanuel, and sort of an Asian twist to it. I had to play that after the song about Chinese food. That was Yang Wei playing the pipa there. Yeah, nice stuff. And we had Stephen Gelman from his song Songs of Winter's Cheer CD. And Jewish Christmas, or he speaks about going out for Chinese food and all that stuff. We do that too here on Christmas Eve, because there's not too many things that are open, and it's always it's become a tradition with my wife and my son. Just kind of go out there and have fun, get a Shirley Temple, poo-poo platter, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah, and we heard from Sally Fingerat in there, and Jewish Kid Born on Christmas Day, Talking Blues, and that's from Christine Lavin Presents Just One Angel, the first one that came out. Chuck Brodsky in there, an old favorite, and On Christmas, I Got Nothing, from his radio CD. And we started off the set with a more serious sort of sounding tune from Emily Kern, from Christine Lavin's second collection of her friends for holidays, called Christine Lavin Presents Just One Angel, Volume 2.0. That one is called Light the Lamp, a song for Hanukkah, and I'm going to send that one out to the late Jay Rosenfield from New London, New Hampshire, originally. Well, not originally, but I know a lot of the folks up there know him, and we are broadcasting up on WSCS up in New Hampshire here. He was my boss, made a lot of things happen for me, and he passed away back in October. I just recently found out, so we'll send that one out to Jay. All right, we're going to hit on the December Songs CD once again. We played a track earlier on the show for you. It's called An East Nashville Christmas, and this one's called Dad's Drunk Again on Christmas.
Uncle Fred gave him a bottle, gave him a bottle of gin. Uncle Fred, he didn't know Dad was on the wagon again. Yeah, my brother, we don't care. We got good stuff this year. I got a G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip, and my brother got camping gear. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Let the dog have chocolate, fell down in the kitchen. Mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. She's at the stove, burning up the bacon, pulling on a cigarette. I hope you got her something good, maybe she'll forget. I don't think she ought to worry that he's not getting mean. He got her a longer burger basket and some decorating magazines. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and Mama's really pissed. Dad's drunk again on Christmas. We gotta go to Uncle Bill's now. The family party's over there. We got cable TV with the HBO, and the girl cousins will be there. Oh no, what's he doing there in the manger scene? Rearranging all the cows, he's got them doing dirty things. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. It always goes like this. Gave chocolate to the dog, fell down in the kitchen, and Mama's really pissed, 'cause Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Day went pretty good. I feel all warm inside. She didn't make him sleep on the sofa, and nobody cried. Dad's drunk again. again on Christmas. Mom's gonna have to drive. She left the parking brake on and the car smells funny, but we made it home alive. And Dad's drunk again on Christmas. Dad's drunk again on Christmas.
I apologize for the portrait of your founder by the door. Seems I hooked it with an antler, sent it crashing to the floor. Not the greatest first impression, I'm the first one to admit. I'm just thrilled across this highway to your office without getting hit. I'll do any job you come up with, save for working on a roof. I get flashbacks of a gig long ago, still send shivers up my hoof. I seek holiday employment. I got mouths to feed and times to heart. I need a steady paycheck till the lines go down in bases. Then it's south. I got a cousin with an Airstream in his yard. Am I married, divorced, or dating? No, I got no current flame. And I'm just not into the bar scene, playing all them reindeer games. I was hot on a doe named Olive once. Guess she didn't feel the same. Olive, the lovely reindeer, used to laugh and call me names. Please don't call her as a reference. Here, let me cross that out real quick. Ring that other number on my resume. Make sure you ask for old Saint Nick. I seek holiday employment. I got mouths to feed and times to heart. I need a steady paycheck till the lines go down in Macy's. Then it's out. I got a cousin with an Airstream in his yard. My nose is just a little red. Yes, I guess I've had a few. Well, I didn't expect your call today, much less this interview. But I'm heading to the meeting at the church at Six and Vine. This time I'll stay the course. Of course, it's one day at a time. That glow's a dead show giveaway that I've fallen off the track. But once upon a Christmas Eve, it helped find our way back. I seek holiday employment. I got mouths to feed and time to heart. I need a steady paycheck till the lines go down in Macy's. Then it's south. I got a cousin with an RV in his yard. I go south. My cousin Blitzen's got an RV in his yard.
What can you do with kids today? They always want so much. A laptop with a camera, an iPod that you touch, Australian boots and Lego sets with 1,000 moving parts. What happened to a doll, a train, or a quiet game of darts? I was seeing red on Christmas Eve, my kids were seeing green. With every infomercial, their list grew more obscene. It's enough to drive the soberest of men to have a drink. That's why I'm spending Christmas in the clink. I said that I would make a trip to the local shopping mall, fighting crowds and traffic jams to get our Christmas haul. I was doing pretty well. In fact, I got a couple deals so heavily discounted you could almost call them steals. Then it came down to the last thing my oldest simply had to own. I grabbed it first, but someone else refused to let it go. In a hostage situation, you don't have time to think. And so I'm spending Christmas in the clink. He'll have me out in less than 90 days. We're working out the details of the fines I'll have to pay. I've asked for family visits, but the judge has not agreed. At least my kids now know that I will fight for what they need. Yes, I'm a local hero to my kids and all their friends. Others took the easy road, but I took mine to the end. They wanted an extreme Xmas, and I didn't blink. And so I'm spending Christmas in the clink.
Everyone.
Rough Shop for you here on Out of the Woods. Brand new CD from them is called Lit Up Like a Christmas Tree, and that was Merry Christmas, everyone. We heard from Randall Crom in there just before that, and Christmas in the Clink from his CD Holidays and Homecomings. Vance Gilbert in there, going back to his Bad Dog Buffet CD and Holiday Employment. And we started you off there, another track from the December Songs CD that we heard from earlier in the show, and Dad's Drunk Again on Christmas. Great stuff. All right, well, we got a lot more for you, but we are wrapping up our first hour, so we're going to have another quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.